Meanwhile, it's guest time here on Phoenix FM, and I've got the lovely Katrina Lewis of F. Barnes Solicitors in the studio with me, and her lovely friend, Joe, we call you Joe, that's better, Joe Drew, she's in as well. She's filming stuff at the moment. I can't see anything because she's blinded me with that light on the camera. You're right, because you're looking at me, but I'm looking straight at that. All I can see is dots in front of my eyes. Hello, Katrina.
Hello.
Get a little bit closer to the mic.
Hello, can you hear me now?
Oh, that's better. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. You nervous?
Yes.
Good. So you should be. I think your mic's moved. Your mic's moved around a little bit. You want it face at it, something
is
like
that.
Better? Oh yes, yes. We can hear your lovely voice. So I'm going to ask you a few questions here. What is it? What is the actual job you do at F. Barnes?
I'm the head of the conveyancing department.
Okay.
I'm also a director of F. Barnes.
Oh, lovely.
Yes.
And how long have you been there?
I've been at F. Barnes for approximately 26 years now.
No, that's a long time job.
You meant to say surely not.
You don't look old enough. Let me finish, girl. Let me finish. And what made you get into law then?
So, I had no burning vocation for law.
Right.
I did a mixture of A-levels that didn't lead in any particular direction other than teaching, which I knew I'd wouldn't want to do and wouldn't be very good at.
Right.
So I went along to our careers advisors, such as they were in my day, which was basically one of your teachers pretending to be a careers advisor.
Yeah, no, don't. I want to be a singer. No, you don't want to do that. You can't sing. Yeah, look at me now, teachers. Yeah. Anyway.
They just said, well, because your A-levels don't lead anywhere other than teaching, why not do law? It's a good degree to have.
Yeah.
Even if you don't take it up as a profession. And I went, all right then, and it was as simple as that.
Okay.
And I haven't looked back since.
So what kind of law did you study? Did you study this kind of law, or is it a general law degree?
Yeah, a general law degree. You have
right.
to do all sorts of areas of law. So, yeah, from family law to constitution to everything
oh,
you
wow.
think of.
So yeah. you got into conveyancing?
Well,
or have you just fallen into that recently?
I sort of fell into it because you get to a point, you do your training and then you have to get a job.
Right.
And at the time, the only vacancies were in the conveyancing department.
Okay.
So that was where I went. Yeah.
And straight from university, you went to F. Barnes?
No, I did go to another firm before. We're not mentioning other places.
No, we're not mentioning other places, no. So first of all, first question I need to ask you, what is stamp duty? Ah, your face!
Horror.
we're not even going to go down that route because
we want to keep some of your listeners listening.
Yeah,
stamp duty is a bit boring.
I've got a show in finishes at six and other people have got to come in. So in your opinion, why do you think people need legal guidance throughout buying and selling property then?
Well, buying and selling does involve a lot of knowledge about land law.
Yeah.
Land law, I think, is one of the most complex areas of English law.
Oh, of course.
So
I know
you do
that.
Need to have somebody who knows all about it because it can be a bit of a minefield
yeah.
otherwise. People seem to think that because titles are now registered at the land registry,
yeah.
all they need to do is look at that title, that's it. If that says the right things, then that's fine. But actually, there's an awful lot more to it.
Okay.
Also, moving can be a really stressful time for people.
Oh, it is.
You need a bit of a buffer, I think, between you and all the to-in and fro-in
yep.
and everybody being on your back all the time. And that's where, apart from knowledge, that's where your solicitor comes in. They deal with a lot of the flack, they deal with a lot of the problems, and hopefully take some of the strain away from people.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
You know, I do have trouble moving, and there is foam at the door as a buffer for me in case I pick up speed between the desk and the door. Yeah. But I do know what you mean.
Yeah,
it is.
I mean, when I moved myself, which was the first time I'd experienced what all my clients had gone through,
right?
I did my conveyancing, my own conveyancing myself, which
yeah.
was a big mistake.
No, because then you're giving yourself the headache. You're telling people that the solicitor
takes
away.
Well,
I
was my own worst client.
Oh,
I
yeah.
phoned everybody up every day to
we
see
all
what was happening, and it all got far too stressful because I was too close to it.
Yeah.
So,
that's why they
yeah.
say you don't deal with your own cases.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
yeah.
Let somebody else do it.
Yeah.
So you said it's a very stressful time when you move.
Yeah.
So how long would it typically take to move into a property? Because I've got a friend who's buying a place in, where is it? In Brixham.
Right.
Had decided to up sticks from Hornchurch and they're going to Brixham. Mm. And they think they could possibly be there by July. Is that from now until July?
There's no set answer to timescales.
Right.
It depends on what you discover along the way, if there's any problems, the people that you're dealing with, the other side solicitors that you're dealing with, how long the chain is. If there were no problems of any sort like that...
There's no chain at the other end, but they haven't sold their properties.
I think you can safely say you'd get to exchange within 4-ish to 6-ish weeks and complete 2 weeks after that.
Well, that's good. So they're roughly... their time.
2 months.
Yeah, yeah, their time scale is
spot on. If everything's perfect.
Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah.
When you moved... Yeah, when you moved...
Yes.
Yeah. Once you'd done it...
Yes.
Did you think, I'm not ever going to do this again, like move? Mm. Or did you think, if I'm going to do it again, I'm going to get someone else in the office to deal with it?
Both. I haven't moved since. I've stayed where I am, and that was 20 years ago. But I also would never do it again myself. No, you need to have someone else to offload it onto.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. So many people hear about pulling out or withdrawing their offers.
Yes.
Can they do that? If so, what happens to all the money that they've spent at that point?
They can withdraw at any time.
Right.
Because under law, you're not committed legally until you exchange contracts.
Right.
So you can withdraw at any time before exchange of contracts. And actually, apart from the grief that you will get from all the other parties in the chain,
yeah,
there's no consequences whatsoever.
Right.
But you won't get back money you've spent on things like searches, surveys.
Well, that seems also, pretty common
yeah,
sense.
Yeah,
really.
You'll also get an abortive bill from your legal advisors for the work they've undertaken.
Just to say, we're not happy. We appreciate that you don't want to do this, but we're not happy you've done
it. Well, we've done the work anyway.
Yeah, we've done all the work. So what are the common errors you see in your job?
Well, I think one of the main mistakes that people make is ringing around for a quote.
Right.
And going with the cheapest that they find.
We're talking conveyancing.
We're talking conveyancing.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, like all things in life, you basically get what you pay for.
Well, of course.
The cheapest are not necessarily the best.
No.
And often they're cheap for a reason.
That's the same with most things in life, though,
absolutely,
isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah.
It's anything, whether it's booking a disco.
Yes.
Or whether you're buying a dress.
Yes.
Or whatever, or conveyancing.
Anything. And I would say, you know, we at our firm pride ourselves on offering a good service, and our motto is the client comes first.
Always, always. When you're dealing with the general public, they are the most important person because they are the people that once you've done your job, recommend you again.
Absolutely.
And if you've done a great job, they're going to go, yeah, I've used F Barnes and they were great. And,
yeah,
and Katrina was wonderful. And just don't let her move house again on her own.
Indeed. I mean, it's such a stressful time. People do need a helping hand through it all, which means being there for the client, taking their calls.
Yeah.
I work in the Collier Row branch. A lot of people go to Tesco's and just pop into me on the off chance.
Well,
and I will always see them because that's what I'm there for.
Well, that's nice. They bring you a sandwich?
If they bring me a sandwich, they get preferential treatment.
Awesome. Awesome. What if they do offer to do your
jam
shopping?
Jam donuts. Eh?
Oh, you should have said I'd have got jam donuts. Last time I was here, Joe didn't want to eat anything. Mm. And who was it, Martin? He didn't want to eat anything either.
Oh, well, next time I come, you know.
He was more nervous than you, though.
Oh, was he?
Oh, yes.
Oh, right.
Oh, yes. You are doing wonderfully.
Oh, good.
I can tell you, you are a lot less nervous.
So I would say to people, buying a house, it's one of your biggest assets that you're ever going to be involved
in. Oh, of course.
All of your money goes into it.
Yep.
Why scrimp and save a couple of £100 on legal fees for the sake of saving a couple of £100?
Yeah.
Ending up with not good advice when maybe spending just that little bit more, you'll be properly looked after.
Yeah.
So I think that is one of the biggest mistakes people make.
Yeah,
and there's a lot of bucket shop firms out there. And
online people.
And online. And we actually get some of the bucket shop people phoning us up from the other side saying, can you speak to us? Because they won't speak to us. And we have to say, well, no, unfortunately, we can't.
Yeah.
But you do sympathise with them. But, you know, there we go.
Yeah, so it's use somebody that is basically better at the job. Somebody you can... I like to deal with people face to face.
Well, this is it. And also, like, instead of looking for a cheap quote, read testimonials online.
Yep.
Speak to people, like you just said. Speak to, were you happy with them?
It's all word of mouth.
Exactly. And that's what counts a lot more than a few more shillings and pence, I was going to say, but showing my age.
I understand what you're talking about. I know exactly what you mean. Don't worry. All this talk about Brexit and the uncertain economy, what do you see? How do you see this affecting the property market over the next 12 months?
It's a difficult one to answer that. If we had a crystal ball, we'd all be millionaires next year. But,
this is true.
Brexit has knocked the property market.
Has it?
I think it has, just like it has most businesses, because people lack confidence about future financial commitments.
Oh, really?
I think so. Having said that, I think the market has picked up a little now. We're seeing signs of it moving now, and I think people are taking the attitude of, you know, Brexit's taking so long to sort out.
Yeah, but that's
I want to move, let's move.
That's
you know?
The country.
I know.
You know, if you want to move, if say tomorrow I want to move house and I want to go and buy it, well, just like my friends have done, they've gone and buy a property somewhere else down by the seaside and basically retire down there.
Mm.
I'm not going to worry if we're going to pull out of Europe or not.
No, people are worried about how the market's going to go. So it is knocking confidence in the market. Well, it has been, but as I say, I think it is picking up now.
Right.
And I think people are just so fed up with Brexit now. They're going, well, I'm going to do what I want to do anyway.
Well, that's it.
We'll take the consequences.
That's it. It's taken so long. I mean, we nearly put off a holiday because of we didn't know how Brexit was going to affect going to a Spanish country, what we'd need to do. And it so happens, nothing.
No,
absolutely nothing.
I know. That's why I say the market is now picking up, definitely.
Oh, yeah. I totally agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
What other final advice would you have for anyone that's thinking of moving home and wants to use your services?
Well, we're really good. And if you go on our website, that will be confirmed.
I'm sorry. That's just the way you said we're really good.
Well, we are.
We're really good.
No, I mean, you have to speak to people, find out, but we have got a very good reputation. We do put the client first.
Yeah, so, which is the best thing to do.
Absolutely, and we get a lot of repeat work, lot of recommended work. Yes, come to us and find out.
I'm going to ask a really dumb question now.
Oh, do you have to?
What's conveyancing? I'm really sorry. My mate Stuart. Stuart's listening. Hello, Stuart.
Hello, Stuart.
Hello, Stuart.
Conveyancing is the legal process of all the work we have to go through to move people from one house to another.
Right.
The legal side of it.
I'm with you now.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So now I know. I think I'm mixing conveyancing up with surveying.
Oh right. No.
Yeah.
Yes.
I've had a very busy day. I really have. Have you enjoyed yourself?
I have very much.
Yes.
Thank you.
Well, before you go, what's the website people can get hold of you, and what's your email address? We'll ask Jo then when she comes.
Jo's going to go into all those details in her little spiel.
All right,
in a moment.
We'll get Jo back in a minute. But for the meanwhile, Katrina, thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you much for having us.
No, my pleasure.
Thank you.
Now I'm joined by the lovely Jo from F Barnes. Hello, Jo. What do you know?
Hello, Ian. How are you?
I'm fine, sweetheart. You've got to talk a bit closer to the mic, otherwise you sound like you're in the car park. And I don't want you to be in the car park. Not today. You come in looking so lovely. Both of you. And I'm here in my picnic shirt.
It's downhill all the way from here.
With tea stains down it. And my shorts. And my Queen Anne legs.
You've got your video outfit on then.
No, they're made of mahogany. And look, that's my leg. So you brought the lovely Katrina in. Thank you very much.
I did. Wasn't she fun?
She was absolutely wonderful. You can bring her back again.
Oh, absolutely. I might actually bring our resident dog, Ruby.
Oh, lovely.
She's Collier Row receptionist.
Yeah.
Yeah, really intelligent.
Yeah.
She's passed her probation.
Nice.
And that's Katrina's daughter.
Yeah.
So, might bring her next
dog?
Time.
Yeah.
Dog, yes.
What
Ruby. Anyone can go on the website. We are a bit dog mad, unfortunately.
Do you mean a real dog?
Yes, I
with
do mean
legs.
A real dog. With four legs.
Oh, we love dogs here.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
love dogs.
So we've got Ruby at Collier Row and
what
Porridge.
What is she?
She's a Cavapoo.
She's a Cavapoo.
Cavapoo.
I had that one of those before I came out.
Yep. So clients love her. We all love her.
A Cavalier, King Charles, and a poodle.
Yep.
Ah.
Yep. So there you go.
My daughter's got one of those. In fact, no, her mum's got one. I think it's a Cavapoo, or is it a Cavalier and a Bichon Frise? I can't remember. And then she's got a Cavalier. My daughter's got a Sprocker, which is a Springer and
Cocker Spaniel.
Yep. He's lovely. He's a puppy. His name's Stanley. I've got a Doberman.
Bring him along.
Oh. Unfortunately, my daughter doesn't live around here, so it's hard for her to get in from Dagenham. I've got a Doberman. She's mad as a box of frogs. As well, we've just had to have her done, bless her.
Yeah.
And she ate the sofa the other day. She's got a brief abandonment anxiety had come back. Either that and a mixture of nesting. She'd pulled the back of the sofa to pieces. And when we came home, it looked like it had snowed in the lounge.
Bless her. I bet you had a few words to say.
Oh, she stayed on the landing upstairs for the rest of the evening. I'll tell you that for nothing.
Well,
Ruby's
very well behaved.
On the naughty step. You can bring Ruby with pleasure.
Ruby's very well behaved. Porridge is... I mustn't forget Porridge. She'll get upset. Porridge is very well behaved. And we've got a new chatbot dog coming on our site called Barnsley.
Barnsley.
Who's an artificially intelligent dog. We thought it would be quite nice for people to be able to email us and ask us questions 24/7.
What, the dog speaks the emails?
The dog's very intelligent. He's just graduated from law school.
I think we've just descended into madness. Right, what have you got to tell me? We're going to talk about pricing transparency.
Yes, let's bring it back to reality.
Yes.
Okay, it was just really just on the back of what Katrina was saying about solicitors in any field, but obviously at a time when it's very, very stressful when you're choosing to buy a house. You know, people have been historically doing the last 3 or 4 years going online. We are that nature now where we go online and we just do quote compare.com and everything. And, you know, we've got the likes of Purple Bricks, property transaction for you. There's been a big complete change with solicitors now.
Good.
We are governed by the SRA, and because of all this that's been going on, as an industry, we've never had to put our pricing on our websites and make it very transparent. We all do have to now.
Okay.
So, we, as Katrina said, we're not a price-focused firm. We are a quality client focused firm. But that said, we have took the stance of doing no hidden extras, and this is the problem with conveyancing. People will say, 595, I'll buy your house.
Yeah.
And then when you get into the nitty-gritty, it will be £40 for land restrict, 40, you know, to act for the mortgage.
Oh, I know.
And by the time you end up, in actual fact, you've been done.
Yeah. So, do you know, it's like that in the disco industry. You can get somebody that will quote you £200 for a job, as opposed to someone charging you £400, and then they'll go, do you want a backdrop? Yep, that's another £50.
Exactly, and the add-ons.
Yeah, do you want a front star cloth? That's another £30.
It's the add-ons. And we did make a decision several months ago when we were told that we was going to have to be transparent, and we stuck with our original ethos of the firm. You know, we say our price, we stick to the price, that is the price.
That's how I run my business as well.
And we're very transparent. So I just wanted to reinforce what Katrina was saying about the conveyancing. You know, watch out for those hidden extras. I'm not saying necessarily come, you know, you don't, I'm not...
But just be wary.
Obviously, my job is to promote F. Barnes,
but just be wary out there.
We're seeing lots of upset by people.
I know.
Really because of we're acting for our clients, and then we're having the other side in the chain ringing us up distraught because they've chose an online...
They've been shafted,
shafted. Yeah. And legally, we're not allowed to talk to them, but we do show some empathy.
Oh, that's good.
So that was it, really.
All right, next time you're here, will be next month?
Yep, it will
be. Okay, what are we going to talk about? Changes in the divorce law.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was on the news, I think it's probably a couple of months ago now, because time does fly.
Especially if you pick a watch up and chuck it across the room. Yeah.
Most people have heard of some sort, unless you're on Mars, that you know, there's going to be some new changes in the divorce law. It's 50 years since there's been any changes. And the main focus is really, you know, we're all saying, you know, let's try and keep the family unit a happy unit. You know, let's not have animosity and everything. No. So, but the way the law was, you know, the way you had to apply for divorce, somebody kind of had to be at fault.
Had to have done something wrong, yeah.
Unless you wait for 2 years. So that's it's not come into force yet. We're only having indications that it's going to be done. Obviously, the government have got another priority on at the moment.
Yeah, it looks like
don't
it.
Don't say the B word.
We won't.
So it's going to probably come in this year. So we're going to talk about that next time.
Lovely.
I'm going to bring somebody along to talk about, you know, this no fault.
Yeah.
New divorce law that's coming
which
in.
Which I think is absolutely wonderful.
And how
wonderful.
That's going to affect you.
And you've got a minute to tell me about the rises in contested probate.
Again, just to sort of highlight to people that, you know, we've seen a massive increase in people contesting wills, largely because of how complex families are at the moment.
How greedy, so, I also think
just,
some families
just
are.
Just how litigious the society is.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to say, you know, we're going to cover those two topics.
Yeah.
The next month.
Oh, you're bringing the chocolate bar in as well.
It would be really lovely to have some input from listeners.
Okay.
And if they could email me any questions that they're thinking about those topics,
yeah,
I would love to hear from
them. And how are they going to email you?
So they're going to email joanne.drews@fbarnes.co.uk.
Lovely. Well, that's with questions for next time. Do you roughly know what when you're coming on again?
I would say probably in 2 to 3 weeks, but I will post it on the website when
okay.
we're coming in. But yeah,
as long as it's after June the 10th, we're fine.
I'm happy to have. I'd love to just listen to people what they want to ask anyway.
Okay.
Just generally about those two topics because we are watching them, and it's very much a, you know, see how things with contested probate. We're seeing it change all the time.
Oh, I know. Oh, no. So that should be fun. And at some point, you're going to bring the lovely Katrina back.
I will.
And in fairness, we'll have to bring Martin back as well.
Yes, I think we will allow Martin out the office one more
afternoon. But definitely bring Ruby. Joe, thanks very much. Thank you to everyone at F Barnes for coming in, giving us their time and their expertise. See you next time.
Thank you, Ian. See you next time.